From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, August 19th, the crypto read in 5 signal over noise. As always, let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Fidelity clients purchased $23.92 million worth of Bitcoin as institutional appetite stays hot. Fidelity's integration of crypto with traditional finance strengthens its market position, highlighting growing institutional trust in Bitcoin. The post Fidelity clients purchased $23.92 million worth of Bitcoin as institutional appetite stays hot appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, second, from CryptoBriefing, BlackRock clients buy $143.57 million in Bitcoin through IVA ETF. BlackRock's dominance in Bitcoin ETFs highlights growing institutional trust in crypto, potentially reshaping traditional investment landscapes. The post BlackRock clients buy $143.57 million in Bitcoin through IVA ETF appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph, U.S. Accounting Board FASB proposes conditions for stablecoins as cash equivalents. The FASB said secondary market liquidity alone would not be enough, with holders needing direct issuer redemption rights and one-to-one liquid reserves. The Financial Accounting Standards Board FASB has proposed guidance outlining when companies may classify certain stablecoins as cash equivalents under generally accepted accounting principles in the United States. On Tuesday, the FASB said the proposed accounting standards update would add illustrative examples to the current definition, addressing inconsistent treatment of digital assets such as stablecoins. And then, fourth, from BE in Crypto, Bank of Italy study finds stablecoins no cheaper than traditional remittances. A new mystery shopping study from the Bank of Italy, Italy's central bank, found stablecoins offer no systematic cost advantage over traditional remittance channels. The Bank of Italy sent 200 USD coin USDC across 10 real-world corridors. The routes linked Italy with Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, the United Arab Emirates, and Japan. Total transfer costs ranged from 0.3% to nearly 9% of the amount sent, the study found. That range straddles the United Nations target of cutting remittance costs below 3% by 2030. Next, fifth, from BE in Crypto, Kalshi brings crypto's perpetual futures model to stocks with CFTC filing. Kalshi filed with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC to launch perpetual futures tied to a major U.S. stock index into copper, extending a leveraged trading structure it pioneered in Bitcoin earlier this year. The filing puts a prediction market operator in direct competition with CME Group and Cboe Global Markets. Both exchanges have built decades of business on contracts with fixed expiration dates. Perpetual futures, known as perps, carry no expiration date. Up next, sixth, from BE in Crypto, Tom Lee uses BlackRock's Bitcoin report to pitch Ethereum as AI's verification layer. Tom Lee, chairman of Bitmine Immersion Technologies, said BlackRock's new Bitcoin report reinforces the case for Ethereum. He pointed to artificial intelligence, AI, and robotics as the reason. BlackRock's paper, called Reunderwriting Bitcoin, examined Bitcoin's more than 50% decline from its October 2025 high. It said capital had rotated into AI-themed equity funds instead. Lee, who also co-founded Fundstrat, wrote on X that AI capabilities are advancing along a steep S-curve. He said recent research points to AI systems developing a form of collective coordination. And then, seventh, from CryptoSlate, Yakovenko wants Solana to mint Solana to buy a company, but who would own it? Solana co-founder Anatoly Yakovenko has floated the idea of expanding Solana supply, paying for a company with incremental tokens, then using the acquired business's revenue to buy and burn Solana. The post sketch a tokenomics cycle, but leave its issuance and acquisition mechanics undefined. In an Aug 15 post, Yakovenko called the concept more bullish than simply lowering inflation. He clarified the next day that company revenue would fund Solana purchases and burns, which he characterized as returning value to holders. As of Aug, next, 8th, from CryptoBriefing, ARK Invest highlights exploding volumes amid collapsing token prices. The surge in AI inference volumes amid falling token prices could drive broader AI adoption, fostering innovation and diverse applications. The post ARK Invest highlights exploding volumes amid collapsing token prices appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Up next, 9th, from CryptoPotato, Nasdaq embraces crypto-style trading with 23-hour market plan. Nasdaq plans to add overnight stock trading from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. ET in December 2026, subject to SEC approval and other technical requirements. BitGo CEO Mike Belsch and crypto analyst Nate Jirasai say the move shows traditional markets are adopting ideas that crypto exchanges have used for years. Nasdaq is seeking regulatory approval to run a nearly continuous trading week, 23 hours a day, 5 days a week. The plan adds an overnight session from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. at, on top of the extended hours Nasdaq already runs, from 4 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. with the core 9:30 a.m. And then, 10th, from U.Today, SEC proposes groundbreaking crypto regulation framework. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed a sweeping new framework for crypto fundraising that could make it significantly easier for digital asset projects to raise capital in the United States. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free to be at Optivonavit. It's a vote to home.